This is IBM, the Islamic Broadcasting Network. The following program is sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.
This is The Life of Muhammad with your host, Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaqi, Imam of Dar al-Hijra Islamic Center.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima katira. Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, he was a hunter. He would go out and hunt in the desert. And then he would come back and tell other stories about his hunting expeditions. So one day while he was out hunting, Abu Jahl approached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and started cursing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While the Messenger of Allah was silent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not respond to the ignorant words. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stay away from the ignorant. The Muslim should not be sidetracked by trivial issues and should not turn the da'wah into a personal thing. One should not take it personally. If the insults are directed towards a person because that person is calling to Islam, one should not take it personally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. They are not rejecting you. They are rejecting the message that you are presenting them with. That's what they are against. So Rasulullah ﷺ was calm and he did not respond back to Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl then threw a stone, a rock at Muhammad ﷺ and hit him in his head. And Rasulullah ﷺ was bleeding. A slave girl saw that. And when Hamza came back from hunting, she went and told him the whole story. Hamza obviously was very upset when he heard that this happened to his nephew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even though Hamza was a mushrik, an unbeliever at the time, but because of the relationship between him and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he felt that an attack on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi was an attack on himself. So he walked up to Abu Jahl, and Abu Jahl was sitting with other leaders of Quraysh right in front of Al-Kaaba. And Hamza just came back from hunting and he was still carrying his bow with him. And he walked up straight to Abu Jahl and he hit him on his head with his bow and said, take it, and I am now following the religion of Muhammad. When Hamza said that, he didn't say it out of conviction. He said it out of pride. He said it to anger Abu Jahl. And Hamza ibn Abdul Muttalib, when that happened and blood was starting to flow out of the head of Abu Jahl, Banu Makhzum, the relatives of Abu Jahl, stood up to fight Hamza. But then Banu Hashim stood up to protect Hamza. And they were about to fight until Abu Jahl interfered and said, no, leave Abu Umara alone, leave Hamza alone, because I did shamelessly attack his nephew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Jahl calmed things down. When Hamza went back home, there's a narration that states that Hamza went back home and he was surprised at the action he himself took. And he went back, and when his emotions calmed down, he started to assess the situation. I mean, did I do the right thing? What have I done? And he felt that he was in trouble because he didn't think it out properly. And he was asking himself, should I become a Muslim or not? Now, if I want to withdraw, I have already told Abu Jahl that I'm a Muslim, and that's dishonoring. I mean, in their culture, I mean, it's not right to change your opinion just like that. I mean, you say that you're a Muslim and then the next day you just change your mind and said, no, I was wrong. So it was difficult for him to back out, but in the same thing, it's difficult for him to commit because he never really thought about it. So Hamza said, at night, I spent my whole night praying to Allah, asking Him to guide me to the truth, and to tell me if I have done the right thing or not. So he was praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night and saying, oh Allah, if this is the right decision, then put the love of it in my heart. If it's the wrong decision, then please, oh Allah, find a way out for me. Early in the morning, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib said, I woke up and I had my heart filled with love of Islam. So I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I told him that I'm a Muslim. And that was one of the greatest moments for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to now have his uncle, his dear uncle Hamza on his side. Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. So that's how Hamza radiallahu anhu became Muslim. Umar bin Khattab, as we all know from his early history, was a staunch enemy of Islam, and we mentioned how ruthless he was in persecuting the Muslims. One day, Layla, the wife of Amr bin Rabi'ah, met Umar bin Khattab. Umar bin Khattab told her, Umm Abdullah, where are you heading? She said that you have maltreated us and oppressed us. So I'm going to leave to one of God's countries to worship my Lord. She was leaving towards Abyssinia. And Umar bin Khattab told her, Sahibatki salama, may peace be with you. May you have a safe journey. That's a very strange statement to come from Umar bin Khattab. Umar bin Khattab showed no sympathy towards any Muslim, male or female. So for Umar bin Khattab to make dua for this woman and to say, may peace be with you, may you have a safe journey, shocked her. That was the end of the conversation between her and Umar. And then Umar left. When her husband came, she told him, do you know what happened? He said, what? She said, I met Umar bin Khattab. And that was not good news. And then she said, and he asked me where I was going, and I told him. And then he told me in a very sympathetic way, may you have a safe journey. So her husband laughed and said, are you expecting that Umar will become a Muslim? She said, maybe. Why not? He laughed and said, Umar will not become a Muslim until the donkey of his father does. It's impossible. Himar al-Khattab, the donkey of his father, will become a Muslim before this man does. Take that idea out of your mind. Forget about it. This man can, it's just impossible. He can't become a Muslim. That was their impression of Umar al-Khattab. Umar al-Khattab narrates, and he's narrating his own story. He's saying that, I used to love drinking. I was in love with wine. And I had some drinking partners whom I would meet every night. And we used to meet in a place in Hazwara. So I went late that evening to meet my friends. I was going to the pub down the street. And he didn't find anyone. There was no one there. He said, so I decided to go to the wine dealer, but I found his shop closed. Umar bin Khattab said, I went around looking for other options. I didn't find anyone. It was too late. Umar bin Khattab said, since the pub is closed and the liquor store is closed, then why not go and make tawaf around the Kaaba? Do something better. Umar bin Khattab said, I went to make tawaf around the Kaaba, and who do you expect he found there? Who else would be praying next to Al-Kaaba at that late hour of the night? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, there was no one there but me and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah did not sense my presence. Umar bin Khattab said, I wanted to sneak, in one narration to sneak and attack him, and another narration to listen to what he was reciting. So Umar bin Khattab said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray with Kaaba in front of him towards the direction of Jerusalem. Therefore, Rasulullah ﷺ would be praying towards the wall of a Kaaba that had the Yemeni corner and the black stone. Umar bin Khattab said, I went from behind and I was hiding between the cloth of Al-Kaaba and the Kaaba. So Umar bin Khattab had his back towards Al-Kaaba and he had the cloth of Al-Kaaba over him, so you cannot see him. And he said, I was sneaking around Al-Kaaba until I was right in front of Muhammad ﷺ. Nothing is between me and him except the cloth of Al-Kaaba. But he cannot see me. Umar bin Khattab said, and I was able to hear his recitation. He was right in front of me. And he was reciting from Surah Al-Haqqa. He said that I just froze in my tracks, listening to the wonderful words of Quran. And then I told myself, these must be the words of a poet. The next ayah that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم recited in Surah Al-Haqqa was وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. These are not the words of a poet, little do you believe. Umar ibn Khattab said, I was shocked and I said to myself, these must be words of a soothsayer. I mean, how did he know what was in my heart? These must be words of a soothsayer. The next ayah was وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. These are not the words of a soothsayer, little do you remember. Umar ibn Khattab said that was the first step in bringing me towards Islam. I mean, now the foundation of kufr in the heart of Umar ibn Khattab is cracked. Nevertheless, his heart is still filled with hatred towards Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Muslims. I mean, he wasn't there yet. He was one step closer. But he's still inhibited because of the hatred that he has in his heart towards the Muslims. One day, Umar ibn Khattab decided that he's going to bring an end to this misery, to this disunity among Quraysh. Once and for all, I'm just going to go and kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam no matter what happens. Umar ibn Khattab had this dedication. He believed that he needs to rid his people from these Sabi'een. They used to call them, anyone who would become Muslim, they would call them Saba', Sabi'een, Sabians. In other words, they apostated from the religion. So Umar ibn Khattab said, I'm going to go and kill him. He heard that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with 40 of his followers in Dar al-Arqam. He picked up his sword, walking down the streets of Mecca alone. Now Umar ibn Khattab knows that he would be killed if he tries to kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was determined to do it. Walking down the streets of Mecca, who did he meet? He met one of his relatives who was Muslim in secret, Nu'aym. So Nu'aym saw Umar ibn Khattab and he saw evil in his eyes and anger. He told Umar, where are you heading? He said, I'm going towards Muhammad to kill him. Nu'aym now has to think on the spot. What did he say? Nu'aym said, why don't you take care of your household first? Umar ibn Khattab said, what's wrong with my household? Nu'aym said, your sister has become Muslim. By saying that, Nu'aym has put the sister of Umar ibn Khattab and her husband in danger. Why did Nu'aym do that? Why would he put Fatima bint al-Khattab and her husband in danger? He did it because he wanted to save Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Sahaba held Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in high esteem and they saw that they could sacrifice their lives if it's going to protect his. So Nu'aym told Umar ibn Khattab, and this was news to him, that your sister has become Muslim. And Fatima was the wife of Sa'id bin Zayd bin Amr bin Nufayl. Sa'id is one of the 10 who were given the glad tidings of Jannah. Umar ibn Khattab changed course and now he was heading towards his sister's house. Khabbab bin Arat was teaching Fatima and her husband Quran. So he had the scroll with him and he was reciting to them Surah Taha. When they heard the footsteps of Umar ibn Khattab, Khabbab went into hiding and Fatima took the scroll and she hid it under her thigh. And then Umar came in and he said, what was that sound that I heard? They said, we didn't hear anything. Umar ibn Khattab said, yes, I did hear you recite something. Tell me what it was. And then he said, and I've heard that you have become Muslim, and he immediately attacked Sa'id bin Zayd. And he started punching him. Fatima interfered and rose up to defend her husband. Umar ibn Khattab hit her in her face. When Umar ibn Khattab saw blood flowing out of the face of his sister, he became very sorry and he apologized. She said, I have become Muslim and my husband is Muslim, and do whatever you want. Umar ibn Khattab said, give me that scroll you were reading. She said, no. Umar ibn Khattab swore in the name of his gods that I'm going to return it back to you. Give it to me. She said, innaka mushrikun najis. You are polytheist and you are impure. Umar ibn Khattab went and washed himself and he came back. So she gave him the scroll and Umar ibn Khattab recited the first verses of Surah Taha.
طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه, we have not sent down to you the Quran that you be distressed, but only as a reminder for those who fear Allah, a revelation from He who created the earth and the highest heavens, the most merciful, who is above the throne established. To Him belongs what is in the heavens and what is on the earth and what is between them and what is under the soil. If you speak aloud, then indeed He knows the secret and what is even more hidden. Allah, there is no deity except Him. To Him belong the best names. And Umar ibn Khattab went on reciting these words, and when he finished he said, these are wonderful words. When Khabbab ibn al-Arat heard that, he came out of hiding and said, oh Umar, I hope that God will choose you, because I heard the Messenger of Allah yesterday make a dua and say, he made a prayer. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a prayer and said, oh Allah, guide one of the two Umars, Umar ibn Khattab or Amr ibn Hisham. And I hope that you are the one Allah will select. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just one day before made a prayer and said, oh Allah, guide one of the two Umars. And who are they? Umar ibn al-Khattab, and the other one is Amr ibn Hisham. Who is Amr ibn Hisham? Abu Jahl. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Allah to strengthen Islam with one of these two men. Umar ibn al-Khattab told Khabbab ibn al-Arat, I want to become Muslim. Where can I meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Khabbab told him, go and meet him in Dar al-Arqam. Umar ibn al-Khattab went to Dar al-Arqam and he knocked on the door. That was a secret meeting. Rasulullah ﷺ would hold secret meetings with the Sahaba in Dar al-Arqam, because the movement of Islam in Mecca was underground. It wasn't public. So one of the companions stood up and he peeked through the door. And who would he see in front of him? Umar ibn al-Khattab. He went to Rasulullah ﷺ. It says in the narration that the Sahabi was frightened and surprised, and he told Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Umar ibn Khattab is outside and he's carrying his sword too. Because remember, Umar ibn Khattab has carried his sword. His intention was to go and kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he was carrying his sword with him. This companion had all the right to be frightened. I mean, this is Umar. Now, who in that gathering offered to go and open the door? Who is the one who can stand up and face Umar ibn Khattab? Who would it be? Well, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did go later on, but who was the one who first stood up and said, I'm going to go? Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. The one who would stand up against Umar was Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. He said, oh Messenger of Allah, if Umar has came for a good reason, we will reciprocate. But if he came with the wrong intentions, then I will kill him with his own sword. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hamza, no, I will open the door for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and he opened the door. Now Umar ibn Khattab was one of the tallest men of Quraysh. When Umar was Khalifa, they received some pieces of cloth from one of the Islamic states. Umar ibn Khattab distributed these cloths evenly. He gave everyone one piece. When Umar ibn Khattab stood to give khutbah, he had two pieces on. So Umar ibn Khattab said, اسمعوا وأطيعوا, listen and obey. Salman al-Farisi stood up and said, we will not listen and we will not obey. Umar ibn Khattab said, how come? Salman said, because you have given each one of us one piece and you are wearing two pieces. Umar ibn Khattab did not respond. He told his son Abdullah to stand up and respond to what Salman is saying. Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar stood up and said, إِنَّ أَبِي رَجُلٌ طَوِيلُ الْقَامَةِ عَرِيضٌ مِنْ كَبَيْنِ فَلَمْ يَكْبِهِ ثَوْبٌ وَاحِدٌ فَأَعْطَيْتُهُ ثَوْبِي. My father is a very tall man, very well built. One piece of cloth would not be enough for him, so I gave him mine. Salman al-Farisi said, فَالْآنْ نَسْمَعْ وَنُطِيعْ. Now we will hear and obey. So this was the standard of justice that they had. Even the Khalifa could not have preference over the masses. And there were people who were willing to stand up and fix the mistakes that they would see in Kar al-Munkar, like Salman al-Farisi. So Umar ibn Khattab was not only tall, but he was very well built. And for a while he was a wrestler. He used to wrestle in Mecca at his young age. So he was a huge, well-built man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opened the door for Umar ibn al-Khattab, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described as being of medium height and medium built. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not short and not too tall, and not very thin, but in the same time not a heavyweight. He was medium. So you can imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of this huge man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam grabbed Umar by his clothes and dragged him in and put him down on his knees and told him, "Oh Umar, when are you going to stop? Are you waiting for Allah to strike you with a thunderbolt?" Umar ibn al-Khattab said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, I have came to become Muslim." Now this happened between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Umar right next to the gate, and all of the other Sahaba were in a different room, so they didn't see what was happening. When Umar said that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allahu Akbar." All of the Sahaba knew what has happened. They realized that Umar became Muslim. They were so happy with that news. They made the takbir that was so loud, they immediately had to disperse because it was heard by the people in Mecca. The Islam of Umar was a turning point in the history of Islam in Mecca. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, the Islam of Umar was victory. His immigration to Medina was help to Islam. And his reign, his khilafah, was mercy. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, we were never able to pray in front of Al-Kaaba publicly until Umar became Muslim. So an Islam of one person changed the situation of all of the Muslim community. That was how valuable Umar ibn Khattab was, such a great asset. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud also says that we used to conceal our Islam until Umar became Muslim, then we would proudly proclaim our Islam. It is mentioned in one of the narrations of Sirah that when Umar became Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lined up the Muslims in two ranks. One rank was headed by Hamza, the other rank was headed by Umar. And they went down the streets of Mecca marching publicly, proclaiming their religion, while Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was walking between the two lines, two ranks. When Umar ibn al-Khattab became Muslim, he asked and said, "Who has the biggest mouth in Mecca? Who's the one who cannot hold water in his mouth? The one who can publicize this news?" Umar ibn al-Khattab didn't want to take it step by step. He wanted everyone to know that I became Muslim. They told him, Jamil al-Jumahi. Abdullah ibn Umar said, "At that time I was young, but I can still remember everything I see." He said, "I followed my father, and he went to Jamil." Umar ibn al-Khattab told Jamil, he said, "Do you know what I did?" Jamil said, "What?" He said, "I've become Muslim." Abdullah ibn Umar said, immediately, as soon as Jamil heard the news, he stood up, dragging his gown behind him. His gown was trailing. And he went running towards the mosque, Al-Kaaba. And he went in front of everyone and started screaming to the top of his voice, "Oh people of Quraysh, Umar has become Muslim." He actually said Saba, he became a Sabian. So Umar ibn al-Khattab is trying to correct the announcement by saying, "No, I've become a Muslim." But this man is not hearing anything Umar is saying. He's going around publicizing the news. Broadcast, it was on national TV. Everyone knew that Umar became Muslim. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, people started flowing towards me. I mean, Jamil did a very good job. People were just flowing towards Umar. Abdullah ibn Umar said, so the people surrounded my father from every direction. They were beating him and he was beating them. They were fighting for hours until the sun was right on top of their head and it was too hot for them to continue. And then Umar ibn Khattab went home and the people were surrounding his house. They wanted to kill Umar. I mean, this for them was unbelievable news. Umar ibn Khattab becoming Muslim, that's not an easy thing. So they wanted to kill him. And Abdullah ibn Umar said, my father was at home, and then a man came and asked my father, he said, what is wrong? Umar ibn Khattab said, these people want to kill me. The man said, no, they will not kill you. And then he stood outside and said, leave the man alone. Doesn't he have the right to choose the religion he wants to believe in? I am giving him protection. Abdullah ibn Umar said, immediately the people left. Abdullah ibn Umar said, and then later on I asked my father in Medina, I still had memories of what happened. I asked my father in Medina, who was that man who came and helped you? Umar ibn Khattab said, oh my son, that was Al-As bin Wa'il. the father of Amr ibn al-As. He wasn't a Muslim. That was Al-As bin Wa'il. The tribe of Umar ibn al-Khattab was very small. And they weren't very strong. But their allies were the tribe of Al-As bin Wa'il. They were the allies of Banu Uday, family of Umar al-Khattab. So he came in to help a member of his allies. And he gave Umar ibn al-Khattab protection. A few notes on the story of the Islam of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. We find here one of the leadership qualities of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew the personal traits of people very well. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua, the prayer, to guide Umar ibn al-Khattab or Abu Jahl, why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam choose these two people in particular? Umar ibn al-Khattab and Abu Jahl had some personal traits that qualified them to be outstanding leaders in whatever area they're in. These two men, they had personal qualities that nominated them to lead people and to manage their affairs. These two men had determination. They had commitment to a cause. If they believe in something, they are willing to work for it until the end. They are relentless in pursuit of their objectives. And they are strong. And in situations of difficulty, they rise above everyone else. You would find that in every situation that was difficult, Abu Jahl would rise and would lead his people. Even though it was an evil. But he did it right. He was good in what he was doing, even though he was on the wrong path. So Rasulullah ﷺ wanted to win one of these men over to Islam because they would bring with them all of their resources. So Rasulullah ﷺ knew the people. The second lesson to be learned is another leadership quality that Rasulullah ﷺ possessed. And that is his deep understanding of the people and how to cure their diseases. Even though Umar ibn al-Khattab had these excellent personal qualities, but he was suffering from a serious malice. Umar ibn al-Khattab's heart was filled with hatred towards the Muslims. So as soon as Umar ibn al-Khattab became a Muslim, Rasulullah ﷺ knew where the disease was and how to cure it. It is narrated that Rasulullah ﷺ placed his hand on the chest of Umar ibn al-Khattab and said, "Oh Allah, cure his heart from hatred." And he made that dua three times. So Rasulullah ﷺ put his hand on the disease and cured it. The third quality, or the third lesson, is خياركم في الجاهلية خياركم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا. The best of you in Jahiliyyah, pre-Islamic era, are the best of you in Islam. Now, Rasulullah ﷺ did not leave the statement open. Because this is not a general rule. It's not necessarily that every person who was good before Islam are going to be good after Islam. So Rasulullah ﷺ qualified the statement by saying, إِذَا فَقِهُوا, if they understand. Fiqh means understanding. So Rasulullah ﷺ says, the people who have good personal qualities, before they become Muslim, they would become the best among the Muslims if they understand the religion. So there's a prerequisite there, they have to understand the religion. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سلما كثيرا.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم 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 صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
This program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation. sharing the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.